Welcome to Biggest Geekus. You're your host. I'm Randy.
And I'm Joe.
It's episode 67 of our podcast, and the date is Tuesday, December 21st, 2021, and technically we're live streaming. You did it last week, and I was gone, and it was sweet. I listened to it, and was it the OGGM and who's the
Bruce?
Bruce, yeah. They did a heck of a job.
You call him Bruce.
They call him Bruce, yeah. Dude, they did a heck of a job. I loved it. It was good. It was a good episode. Gentlemen, thank you.
Yes. So it's was dumb. My internet went out, and then you guys couldn't hear me once it came back. But thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, stupid interwebs.
And Hungry Ewok, I see you there. And you made I tested out the live streaming capability one day last week, I believe. And he commented, but I didn't notice it until after I ended the stream because I was only on for a couple of minutes. So, and then I didn't have any way of letting him know. I was not ignoring you. Sorry.
Watching Max and participating with his live streams, it's looks like a lot of work to manipulate all that back there. So thanks, Joseph. It's much appreciated. I know you're working like a crazy man making the show cool.
No problem. No problemo. So.
Yep.
Right. So today is about the right game for the right job. However, we do have an email to discuss. Let's see here. Let me see if I can yank that into existence.
Is there any way I can see the comments or not? Just you?
No, there should be a comments button to the to your right and all the way to the toward the top. You see one?
I do not. Probably because I'm in full screen. I think you told me don't do that.
And I told you don't do that, yes.
You did. Somebody on Legion of Myth, maybe that's Max, so they don't see the mute icon.
Right. Yeah, that was when I was...
Max loves that.
What's that?
The ice crunch.
Yes, yes, yes.
I will try to do better.
Yeah. So, Web Warrior sent us an email back in November. And because I am probably a little less technically inclined than I think I am, I missed it. And so, we're going to make up for it today. He says, "Hey guys, I'm a big fan of the show. I love your views and commentary on Gatekeepers and Legion of Myth as well. Keep it up. I have a couple of questions for your next episode," which is way past. But what made both of you want to start this podcast? He's thinking of starting his own. I'd like to hear the motivations.
Well, I did it because Joe wanted to.
Actually, we were both kind of goaded into it by our wives, weren't we?
We kind of were. She's like, we were talking about listening to podcasts, and my wife heard a couple, and it's like, those guys just talk like you do. And I was like, yeah. And she goes, you guys should do that. And Joe's like, I think we should do it. And we tried 47 different ways to, what did we start with, Skype?
We started with Skype. And now that we've had the issues that we've had on my end, I think it's always been my end that actually had the internet issues, not yours. And that kept Skype from really working very well. It worked out a couple of times.
You were blaming me.
I was. But that's fine. Yes. You can take it.
Legion of Myth, Legion of Myth, Legion of Myth. Max says say it more.
Oh, I think I can do.
Max. Is that Max at Legion of Myth, I assume?
Yeah, it's Max.
I know he's not the Crunch Ice guy, so.
No. What I can do, since we are live, and I have absconded with the banners that... Oh, I don't have the Legion of Myth one here.
Oh, too bad.
I can do that. Subscribe.
I can do all kinds of cool... Sweet.
Yeah.
So the first question was, we kind of started sort of goaded by the wives. Joe really took the bull by the horn and said, hey, let's do this.
Well, I've been itching too because I've been trying to find a podcast. Yeah. And we've talked about this probably at the beginning of our... of our foray into the podcasting, that we tried listening to the podcasts out there, and they're all kind of, they're fine for their audience. We just weren't their audience.
They're not us, baby.
And
what are you talking about?
So we
can summon.
Like,
hey, we can summon Max. He told us how.
Oh yes, Legion of Myth, Legion of Myth, Legion of Myth, Legion of Myth, Legion of Myth.
Oh, let's see if we show.
Was that five?
That was five.
There wasn't.
Five.
We didn't say it in a mirror though.
Oh right.
And the lights are on. It's supposed to be. You're supposed to say it in front of a mirror in a dark room, which doesn't make sense. But
no. But if he decides to show up anyway, maybe it'll be the anti. What was Star Trek antimatter? The antimatter world? No. What do they call it?
I'm not sure. You mean
the bearded
spot. The beards. Oh.
Yeah.
the dark universe?
I forgot what it was called. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Say his name backwards. But so anyway, back to Web Warrior. He said, so what was our motivation to keep going? Is that what it is?
Okay. Let me find it again.
I kind of wanted to answer. I think he had a second question.
Yes, he does. And if I can ever get to it. Yeah, there we go. Yes. He wants to make his own website, blog. I'd like to hear your motivations. So that's our motivations. It's a multiple, really. Kind of a desire of our own, or for me, my own. My wife kind of encouraged me, said I would be good at it. And I couldn't find anything at that time that I liked. And then after starting it, started finding some that I did, but then I've kind of, not that I don't like them, it's just now that I'm so busy with this and work and everything, I've had very little time to devote to podcast listening.
Yeah,
that I would like, at least from the point of view of the anchor side, which we started on, where we would call in and they call us, and they haven't called us in a while, almost a month now.
Yeah.
Kind of feeling lonely.
Yeah, I think maybe we've made some, maybe they don't like us anymore, but that's okay. But I remember, and specifically to his, I remember you were way into podcasts before I was. You were listening to a lot of gaming podcasts. And about the time I was getting into them, you were getting out of them. You were listening to other things. And then you came back to it, and I was like, I love this one, I love that one, but this is kind of woke, and I find this SJW stuff terribly annoying, and, you know, Session Zero, and not that I hate Session Zero, but come on, dude. But I think we both decided we needed to try to help represent our viewpoint. Yeah, hit that like button. Thanks, Jenny Wren. Appreciate it. Shadzar's on. Sweet. All right.
He's going to tell us what we're doing wrong, which is good, because he gave me some really good pointers a couple of live streams ago.
Sweet. Good. We need some correction. Joe especially needs to be corrected.
Yes, I need much correction.
He needs a strong hand. He gets out of sorts. If you know, he doesn't have a strong discipline. You know, keep him focused. Wrap him on the knuckles when he gets out of line.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So that was our only email. I hope we answered Web Warrior. Well, we did.
No, there's a part two.
Oh.
Do you prefer fantasy medieval European settings? I think we'll have to say yes to that.
Yes.
Surely. He says he loves it and loves that and is a sucker for anything generic. Not sure what that means.
Probably settings that are a little less detailed. He doesn't want to.
Maybe medieval European generic.
Yeah, instead of something like maybe, like say, Simbaroom, which I believe, and I don't have the game, but Max might, where there's a lot more flavor and a lot of, not details, just that the world seems to have a particular bent. I guess. Yeah, I do prefer that, though. After, what is that, World of the Dying Sun by RPG Pundit? I've been kind of...
The Last Sun.
World of the Last Sun. I'm thinking about getting that, because I'm toying a little bit with the idea of doing something gonzo at some point. I don't know why.
It definitely is. I've read a few of the factions, because the world is described on a macro level. Some background details, and then a bunch of what I consider factions within the world, geographically separate. and they are definitely gonzo.
I know Pundit and am I forgetting? Satana, Venger. Venger is their big gonzo people. So I think Venger stuff just seems too kind of sexed up for me, but I think it's kind of cool. All right. Oh, he does. Shauner says he's got that book. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe does too.
I do too.
I need to join the club.
He also says, to him, medieval Europe is an amazing time and place, and I don't find my ancestors boring in any way. Some interpretations get boring or borderline offensive, but anyone who says that medieval Europe is too generic for them must not understand the history or is a woke dummy.
He sounds like our kind of guy.
Yeah.
I think
there's also a part three. So I think as far as prefer fantasy medieval, I believe, yes, pretty much, especially when we're playing something like or playing D&D itself, right?
Yep, for sure. 100%.
Last part is, what is your preferred class to play?
Ooh.
For me, it's wizards. So I'll go first.
That's Paladin. Easy. Paladin.
Easy. Paladin.
Paladin, yeah. And Chadzar's right. Pundit does, he does have a lot of historical stuff. His Lion and Dragon book I have, and was it Web Warrior was the guy that sent us the email? Was that what it was?
Yes, yes.
Web Warrior might want to try that out. Lion and Dragon's pretty historical. But I think his World of the Last Sun is not a historical setting.
No.
Pretty original, but I think Shadzar's got mostly the right over there.
What he calls Lion and Dragon is medieval authentic. So he's tried to fashion it in as authentic a way to medieval Europe with some fantasy elements added in, as he
Has. Yeah. And he's got magic and stuff, but it's a little different.
Right.
Okay. Speaking of Pundit,
he says, oh, Shadzar, YouTube looks fine. You aren't on Twitch now.
Okay. trying to cast on both?
What's that?
Are you trying to cast on both Twitch?
Well, I did Twitch before because I didn't realize it. Well, there was some kind of, I looked at a video to see how to do the YouTube thing, even though we don't have 1,000 subscribers, and
right.
I followed this, I can't remember what it was, and here we are.
Cool. Good deal.
So, right. I think there's, he says Cleric and Paladin is his preferred.
Oh, yeah.
He likes being a Crusader.
Yeah.
Paladin. No, he's saying being a Crusader must have been surreal.
Yeah.
So he's a sucker for religious fanatics and holy warriors.
That's good, because I'm a religious fanatic. So that's why I only Paladin. Not exactly. All right. Cool. Let's see here. Your dreams 09. I don't know what that is. Your 09.
Here. Is this? I don't know.
Artair Jandy. I guess I'm trying to interpret. Is that Shauner? He's talking about Highlander. Okay, what about, want to talk about Pundit's video he made last week, I think?
Right. He did. I've watched most of it, and I got the gist of it. I think I didn't catch the end. It's a porn bot. Let me see.
Thanks.
I'm not sure what I can do about that. Why don't you talk about the video, and I will see what I can do about.
All right, yeah. So Cleric Fighter is CBK Ply. Definitely, that's almost a Paladin. So, but yeah, RPG Pundit had a video. He was kind of talking about how the 5e players are essentially playing a different game, and that it's the game itself is now catering to a crowd who doesn't really know how to campaign. And his idea is a campaign needs, I think he said a campaign need to last 2 years. And I'm like, I don't know about that. But he was saying six sessions was not a campaign. You know, six sessions do not a campaign make. So I think for sure, I kind of agree with that. Six sessions is a little too short for what I would call a true campaign. But that's just, it's kind of opinion. It's hard to nail a campaign down. I think sometimes, as much as I do like Pundit, sometimes he has these really strong views of what he thinks D&D actually is. And I think, and I kind of agree with Shauner there. I do think each D&D, each version of D&D that's been made is currently D&D. I'm absolutely fine with saying that. I know others won't agree with that. Even 4th edition, which was a crappy version of D&D, but it was D&D. For me, it was a crappy version of D&D. But I feel like pundits only really willing to give much credence to the older versions of D&D, which is fine. Then you have your choice. But I do think he has an interesting point. I was trying to remember what I had thought about when I watched it. I watched it in snippets. I think that he was trying to say that and I do agree with him, that if they keep pushing this narrative that leads us down the road of Strixhaven being a very common book where it's really just about hanging out and talking about your character's background, that doesn't seem like it's going to be D&D to me. So you could lose that. I think overall, it's an interesting video. Interesting. So Shadzar thinks, I guess we're kind of, Shadzar thinks D&D, all TSR versions are at least compatible. I would agree. Legally D&D, but I don't have to agree with it. WotC is put homebrew, is just homebrew wearing a D&D skin suit. I don't know. Third edition was a big change. But I played a lot of it and I enjoyed it, so it felt as D&D as anything else, but I've definitely moved away from that style, and I think I'm going somewhere other than pure OSR. So yeah, unfortunately that's true, Shauner. A lot of them tend to hate each other. I don't hate anybody. You like whatever you want as far as D&D goes. You can play 4th edition every day of the week. It won't hurt my feelings, none. Doesn't mean I'll play it though.
No, they can only like what I like.
4th edition is poop, in my opinion, but
everyone must believe that.
Some people like poop, whatever.
Some people do. All right, so.
Is that about it?
Yeah, we got the email, we got the pundit. You know what, I did want to yes, there is something I wanted to quickly talk about, and that is last week's bizarre, well, it wasn't really bizarre, the thing that kind of data dump that WotC did.
All the things are cutting out.
Gosh, so I only want to say the one thing. Most of us are like, okay, whatever. It's to be expected because they're a bunch of weirdos.
Yes.
However, I think this is an opportunity because I think they've made a bit of an error in judgment.
Yes.
Some of their own fans have kind of like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So I think, I don't think it's their demise or anything like that, but they clearly are not, they're not making good decisions. I think it's an opportunity for some enterprising fellow or group of people to wrest some market share from them somehow.
I probably better strike while the iron's hot though, dude.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have anything ready to do it, and no. It wouldn't be that professional even if we slap something together. But
and our first one's not gonna be professional anyway.
We'll
get ourselves.
Right. And I was thinking about it, I'm like, dang, if we only had actual designers working for us instead of us doing the designing. Yes.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Sure,
for me. Make a game.
We could so like take advantage of their weakness.
We could be like classic patrons. Like in mathematics, this will completely impress everybody. L'Hôpital, who's known for L'Hôpital's rule, he was a very wealthy French guy. He was a good mathematician, but he was a patron of the Bernoulli brothers. So he paid them, and he got to abscond with all their cool crap. So that'd be great. We could get like some of the good designers, and you know, put them all under our bubble. Maybe we could have Max do that. Give him like a pittance, and he could just finish writing all the time. Wouldn't that be great?
And then he might. Want something more than a pittance.
Okay. Maybe. We'll give him a sandwich, too. How about that?
Okay. Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. So welcome, folks, from DVR's channel. A DVR is a scam baiter that my wife enjoys hanging out with
on
YouTube. And thank you. I hate my ISP.
So, yeah, but I think with WotC, all that stuff with the Beholder, and, you know, everybody knows the orc stuff. I just, you know, I think the fact that they don't even want to let Beholders and Mind Flayers, like, be into slavery and all kinds of crazy stuff. Max said he'd take the sandwich and run.
Yeah.
Or man.
Right. Right. So they're taking out all what they call is problematic language. And
how is that a problem?
I think they're also
a thing. Slavery is still a thing.
I think. Right. I think they're wanting to take any kind of distinctiveness away from the monsters that do exist. They're not seeing it as taking away their distinctiveness, but that's what they're doing.
Of course they are, because if everything can be anything, then everything is nothing.
Yeah, they're all just blobs of goo.
Blobs of goo. Let me mold this beholder. Oh, look, he's actually a lawful good paladin.
Yeah.
Oh, let me mold this mind flayer. Oh, look, he's a rogue. And all he cares about is just, you know, sucking a little bit of your brains out. Not all of it. So he'll be chaotic neutral, not truly evil. He just takes a few strands.
A
little taste of the brain. Yeah, a little juice.
He wants to know if you're going to be good for later.
Yeah, right. Just testing.
Just testing.
The actual evil mind flayer, who's not his boss, who's not his master, just his pal who makes my money. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
So I just think it's an opportunity. I mean, if they make another misstep or two kind of in a row, I think the whole direction they're going is a misstep, but this is a really big one, I think.
And this ties into Pundit as well. I mean, Pundit, I mean, somebody, I don't know, is he considered big? Somebody relatively big in the OSR? I don't know.
Well, he claims to be making a living from his efforts, which I think if you're living solely off of your RPG creation efforts, you're probably in the upper echelons of things, even though the numbers are still probably a little small, but
right.
For him, it's great.
But if you're making a living, that's pretty good.
I mean, how many of the folks that work at Wizards or at Wizards of the Coast for D&D or for Paizo could make a living on their own doing what they're doing there? I think very few.
Yeah, I think I've said this before, but I know I was at Gen Con in 2003 or 2004, whenever they did the transition from 3.0 to 3.5, and someone asked these guys that knew Monty, or somebody, how much money do these module writers make and stuff like that, and basically said someone like Monty Cook, who's really well known, who works for him, might make $35,000 a year, and I was like, yikes.
Yeah, and he lives in Uruguay.
Right.
So he's making U.S. money living in Uruguay. So there's that as well. But that's kind of smart.
Yeah, but I think what
Joe's most people, saying, I think a lot of people would try to live in metro areas where it's very expensive in the U.S. and still right. try to make their living. But he decided, oh, Uruguay. He says he's Hispanic on some level. I don't know what it is, but don't matter. Nope. He likes to live there.
Good for him.
Yeah, it works for him.
Sure. And that's right. Shauner's right. He's got a buttload of PDFs. But so, I mean, I just think I wonder if the OSR or an OSR adjacent game that allowed a little bit more, you know, narrativists to pull in the.
I don't think it needs to do that.
No, I'm not saying it needs. I'm not saying him. I'm saying someone.
No, I don't think an OSR designed game needs to pull in any other direction.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying this, it could be a way to pull the bait and switch on them. Lure them in with this silly narrative game. Did I say that out loud? I did not just say silly narrative, indie story, stupid game. I didn't say that. But anyway, lure them in and say, surprise, OSR bitches.
I don't know.
Levels and different experience points.
That would be hilarious to see in practice. 200
classes and 47 different ways to gain levels. Each class has their own progression. Suck it. D4 hit points, wizard. That's what I say. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. That seems like a... I'm not sure I agree with you totally, because I think that's tough. It's tough to weasel into their market. I mean, Paizo did it, but that was... That feels like something that might be a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
It might be. I'm just saying it's an opportunity. It may not pan out.
Yeah.
But well, if you had something.
Uh-oh. Joe has just. Oh, he's back now. He's back.
I hate my ISP. I'm probably going to say it 10 times during the show. Anyway, I think that it's possible.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying it's a definite for sure.
Yeah. I wouldn't quit my job and try to
run. No. But if you had something, if you had some hot commodity, now is a great time.
And even if you didn't, if you just wait, I get the feeling WotC's going to turn D&D into utter hot garbage.
Yeah, well, has done so already.
Some would say, yeah, okay.
I think so.
Yeah. Everyone drink when Joe says.
That's the drinking game.
I agree, Shauner. I think Pathfinder is lightning in a bottle.
That's what Bruce does. He shows it to the camera.
Shows before. The dude.
Well, shows his drink instead of his face. I'm doing both.
Well, you see him painting all the time. That's why. All right. Well, I think we ought to jump in the main topic.
Let's do it.
All right. So the idea here, right game for the right job, and I kind of stole this idea from a couple of other podcasts. Not really stole, but I heard them talking about it, and I thought it'd be fun for us to weigh in here. What do you let me just read these to you, Joe. You tell me what you think.
No.
Okay. if I say to you, if you want to play low fantasy, then don't play D&D.
Okay.
Hold on. I want to give you all of them.
Oh, you're just going to data dump. All right.
Yeah. If you want to play a mystery game, then don't use D&D. If you want to play a horror game, don't use D&D. If you want to play a serious RPG, then don't play Rifts. If you want to be the hero of the story, then do not play OSR-style D&D. If you want to be the hero, do not play OSR-style D&D. If you want to play four-color superheroes, then do not use Call of Cthulhu rules. Meaning, whatever you're going to do, find the right game for it. What do you think of that?
I would agree with some caveats. What?
Sheds are. You stabbed me in the heart. I mean, I don't give a crap about Spelljammer, but Planescape? Hold on.
Planescape. Hold
on. I have to stop the video now. I'm going to go cry. Okay, I'm back now.
Harn. Harn.
No.
I know about Harn, but not much about Harn.
I think it was meant to be kind of a pretty, it's a super detailed setting. And was it originally Rollmaster? GURPS. Oh, thank you for the win. No, my point is, in all this statement is, do you think you need the right system for the right job? Don't bother trying to hack and carve up a game like D&D and make it Ravenlofty if it's supposed to. If you're going to try to evoke a horror game, I'm not sure if D&D is always your boy. I'm not saying I agree with this, but some people will say that.
Right.
You say, D&D, I'm trying to hack D&D to do a mystery. Could you help me out? And you're like, oh, why don't you play something else?
Yeah. That would be the help. right. So D&D is not a multi-purpose game. It's best suited for, I would say, low to high fantasy.
Yeah.
But fantasy.
Yeah.
You could strip out the base rules, perhaps, and do other things with it. People have done that. But not you don't just grab your D&D book and say, we're going to play a murder mystery. You just don't need most of the book to do that.
No.
Horror, not really, because you can, when I imagine a dog-sized or horse-sized spider,
right,
is what we're facing, that seems horrific in the back of my mind, but I'm not scared. And it's, well, media doesn't scare me anyway, so it's hard for me to get scared from a movie or stuff like that. I can get disturbed, but not really scared. So I'm not the right person. But horror is not really evoked in D&D with its base rules, because you just make a saving throw and you're fine.
Right. And then, the big spider dies like the orc, like the goblin, when your fifth level fighter whacks it and crits.
But you can play low fantasy with D&D if you remain at the low levels, which most OSR players do anyway. So there you go.
Yeah, I think you can. I think like in second edition with all the spells, I do think really, I guess, again, I don't want to get into this discussion. We have done it early on in our podcast, early episodes. We talked about what's the difference between low and high fantasy.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Hungry Ewok is triggered. Please no spiders.
Okay. Hungry Ewok.
Get ready to drink, folks.
Okay, I was going to shame you, but now that I won't, because my ISP spoke, and I will leave it alone.
I think he's a yank in your chain, dude.
Yeah.
So.
So, superhero game, although the D20 system has been made into with some heavy modifications. And, you know, bring your D&D game home. You can do what you want to with it, but there's some better rules out there for these things. Yes.
Now, do you think – so here's my question. Let's go to the next.
Sorry. What? I hate my ISP.
I was going to say, dude, you missed the opportunity. I drank in advance. I expected that. But the point was, do you think – I mean, is that the right – is that an attitude you have, Joe?
Oh, sure, sure.
So you'd rather not me try to hack a – look, Joe, I'm going to hack our D&D game. And we're going to play kind of a horror game. I'm going to add a fear element. I'm going to add, you know, a terror scale and all this other stuff. And I'm going to try to take away all your magic items. You can be really afraid. But, I mean
– okay, after I punch you in the nuts for the magic item thing,
right?
I will say we have aliens.
I agree.
There's Call of Cthulhu, but we have aliens.
We do. We can just play that.
Which is and that has all you need, all the horror that you need.
Yeah. But what do you think about when you try? I mean, some people just like, I've heard several folks say, I like D&D and I know it. And you could talk about cost. I don't want to sink a lot more money in other games. I don't want to spend that time to learn them. I mean, I'm 54. I don't want to, I've got a lot of time left. And so I'd like to play the game that I know and then hack it. So would you say you're just not, you really wouldn't be, you're not inclined to even really try that too much?
I wouldn't do it myself, but if Randy went out there and found some homebrew system somebody put up hacking D&D into horror or hacking it into space or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Then I'd be game to try it. I'm just not going to do the work myself. It would end up being a lot of work because the game is, let's take our favorite versions, which are prior to third, I think still. Right. Mine is first. I think yours is more like second, perhaps.
Yeah, I lean more towards second.
Right. But they are very close. Yep. So you take that game and you'd have to do lots of work to it to make it into a horror game.
Yeah. I think Cal's right, too. I mean, it's not only just to be in the best of their race. It's hard. I remember when I first got the first I-6 Ravenloft and we played it. It was good. But it wasn't just because Strahd was a generic vampire. He was a wizard, and I think in late second edition, when they redid that with the silver version, mm-hmm. like a 16th level necromancer. You know? And I agree, Yuri. I mean, you can play Curse of Strahd, but I guess I'd have to play it. I've got that 5e game, but I just don't think I've never really been able to evoke what I would call true horror at the D&D table. It doesn't mean someone else can't.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, but the really big question basically is, so you would say you like the idea of the right game for the right job, not so much taking a game and trying to turn it on its ear.
Not in general. I mean, we're kind of tinkering with game rules ourselves, yeah. But we're still trying to do something similar to what it's originally designed for. We're just trying to make it our own. Cal says Calvinoni. Is that supposed to be something? I don't know.
That's a good last name.
Since the characters are supposed to be some of the better ones of their race, maybe they are not affected by the horrors they see. And yes, the D&D does not take into consideration horror factor of any kind.
I mean, truthfully, if you're going in a dungeon, your second level, and you see six ghouls chewing on your old buddy.
You should run.
You would probably be horrified, even if you are a second level warrior.
Yes, Curse of Strahd. Thank you, Yuri. If you wanted horror, there's always Curse of Strahd. Though it's not precisely horror, it does have a vampire in it.
like I said, the Curse of Strahd is the new 5e version, the new Ravenloft. I can't really speak fully to it. I have it, but I've read very little of it. So Yuri might, there might be elements that Yuri sees that makes it horror. I don't know. I agree with Shedzar. Trying to run D&D as space operas, kind of like turn a Monopoly into Chinese checkers.
But yeah, yeah. It doesn't mean you can do it. Right. I mean, so there are you can introduce elements into your D&D game, and if you want to pretend to be horrified at the table, you can do that. You know, there's undead. There's all kinds of different kinds of undead, and if you think about it, your characters should run from every single one of them. But they have game statistics, and we know compared to the PC's game statistics whether or not they should run. So a vampire you're going to run from until you're, what, 5th, 6th, 7th level, something like that, as a party.
Right.
Still dangerous, but the average common variety ordinary vampire, if there were such a thing,
right,
should, 5th to 7th level party should be able to handle one.
Probably. Except maybe in 1st edition when they're draining 2 levels at a pop.
Right, so somebody will probably go down. They're going to charm one of them. So it'll be a fight. But much beyond that, it's going to be, it'll flip from being scary hard to easy, especially if you have a cleric to turn them.
Oh, sure. That kind of irritates, I talked to you about that. I think I talked about it on the podcast, the turning undead table. That just turns a fight into not a fight. Oh, CBK said horror D&D was Vampire Dark Ages for my group.
What system was that? Oh, is that the Vampire the Gathering had a Dark Ages?
I played a little bit of that with our buddy Tim S's campaign. It was fun. Had a good D&D feel. I can't see those emojis.
They are bats, it looks like, or maybe dragons. Dragons or bats. Probably bats since we've been talking about vampires. Cool. Bat. Right, so you can do this at home in homebrew. You can have a spaceship crash land on your D&D world, and what's the module that
Expedition
has
to the Barrier Peaks?
Right. So there's sci-fi elements in there. I'm sure that there's some sort of suggestions for how to do that in your home game to make it more sci-fi. They may or may not just say, "Here's some stuff and play with it."
So Yuri says it digs more into mystery horror. I guess the horror is just, I've always wondered, and horror is not a thing that Joe and I have played a lot of. I mean, very little. I guess I would want to try to game. You can't really scare your players, can you?
No.
I would be very hard pressed to scare Joe.
Here's how you scare some people. We know somebody that if you threw a spider on the table, a real live spider, he would run. After he got through running, he would find a gun and shoot you in the head. And probably would be justified in doing that. Some people, you would have to leave the room or make a call to a buddy. And that buddy put on some sort of weird outfit and a bloody knife and run into the room and try to kill everybody.
Yeah. To answer Yuri there, says Ravenloft wants to scare you. Now, it might want to scare your players, but they also don't want you to be triggering anybody. And so to scare the player, and maybe you mean PCs, possibly, I guess if somebody can role play like they're scared, that's one thing, but you're not really going to be scared, are you?
It's possible. I know if I think about the big spider, not that I'm afraid of spiders, but normally, right? Regular spiders. But a dog-sized spider, I don't care whether you're scared of spiders normally or not, that's going to scare the crap out of you.
Yes.
So think about it enough.
Yeah.
Maybe it can get under your skin, so to speak.
Yeah.
But apart from that, nah, I don't get scared at the table.
No, and that's just one thing. But the idea is, I think we're both in agreement. And I guess
you could put electric little shock things in the chairs, and when you want people to be scared, you just hit a buzzer.
Well, I wonder, and Shadzar brought this up a while back. Not Shadzar. Who was it? Shauner. Shauner Film said GURPS for the win at one point. I wonder, do generic systems, do they like GURPS, Hero System? I think Hero's generic. And Savage Worlds. Why aren't they the solution? Are they just the – aren't they the solution if they're – wouldn't they
– having a generic system?
having a generic system would allow you to play, let you play all genres and such.
The hero system, I believe, is generic. I mean, Savage it used World, to be just...
So is GURPS.
Yeah.
People do swear by GURPS. We have a few folks in our group that think GURPS is a disease and the worst game ever. But I have very little opinion about GURPS. Not a huge fan, but don't hate it. It's kind of like take it or leave it. Seems like something I don't want to learn. I mean, just I don't want to spend time. I'm not too – the older I get, the less I'm inclined to learn lots of new systems. But is that the answer then if to this question? Because some people would say you hack your game and make it what you want it to be. I'm going to do that. And they do, and maybe successfully for their group. Others would say, like the title of our main topic, use the right game for the right job.
It's your best bet if you can do it.
I would think so, too.
And if you want a game, then you get a generic game. D&D is generic for fantasy, but it's not generic overall. And like we were just saying, you get hero system, you get, and that covers the bases. You get those and the other two you mentioned, which were the other two you mentioned?
What, Savage Worlds?
Savage Worlds.
GURPS.
And GURPS. Those all have... Oh, and Palladium has all that stuff.
Oh, true. Well, Shauna just commented, GURPS and Hero. GURPS and Hero are computer video games that you play by hand. Dude, that's what I thought. Whenever I saw the GURPS rules, I was like, holy balls. We're going to, like, take... Okay, for the first second, you grab your gun. Then the next... The next round takes 4 seconds. You pull it out. Then you aim it. It takes 9 combat turns to take a shot. If I'm remembering correctly, please correct me, folks, if I'm wrong. But that's what I remember. And I thought, wow, what a pain in the butt.
Dark Thiek?
Yep.
Thiek? Sure. I started to play the 5e Curse of Strahd. Me, personally, didn't find any of... Find it to have any real elements of horror. It was more suspenseful in waiting to see what jumped out of the shadows next. Yeah. Suspenseful is probably the best you're going to get.
To me, just to kind of put a nail on the horror thing, if I'm going to run Curse of Strahd or old school Ravenloft box set, to me, it's all about Strahd. He's just a cool villain.
It's also classical romance story.
Yeah.
Not that he's a romantic figure. Unfortunately, vampires are romantic figures now.
Yeah.
But the story, the love story within it, is a romance story. Space herpes. Yes, ice pirates. That would be a neat little con game to do.
What? Ice pirates?
Yeah, have something in that. Not that they have a lot of lore in that world, but you never know. You never know what you can find on the internet. Space herpes also, probably.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I did? That's pretty cool. I did a campaign where I found the player's fears and played them into the game. I don't remember that, Jen, but... I think she's talking about a different Randy. That's cool, though. He found their actual fears. Dude, that's what I say to that, baby. That's sweet. GURPS does have a source book.
It was terrifying.
Do you see? GURPS has a source book that is scary as hell to read and play. I believe that. I've heard their source books were good on the fluff, though. I heard GURPS had some great fluff in their source books. Halloween Night Zombies. Nice.
Yeah, she's saying that you did that. That's what she's talking about.
Me?
There was a Halloween game that you did that had zombies in it.
She's not talking about me, is she?
I believe she is.
Yeah. Really?
Maybe you're forgetting yourself in your old age. Twilight was terrifying. It was terrifying that anybody enjoyed it.
Okay. It's been a while. I'm getting old, forgetting stuff. Oh, is Jenny Rand a Jenny that I know?
Huh?
Is Jenny Wren a Jenny that I know that we both
know? Yes, she is.
Okay, all right. I was like, how does she know that?
She's psychotic.
Well, yeah. My girl Jen, sweet.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. What about So, Why don't we just play Savage Worlds then, dude? Doesn't that fix everything?
No.
We can play everything with
okay. it. It will fix that for folks who want that. If you right? So if you want the generic, then it is your generic go-to. And if that's what you like, then you do that. But for me, I hate my ISP. Drink. So the generic, it for me, is a diversion from the norm, not the norm. Some people like generic stuff all the time. I don't. So I prefer much less generic.
I think there's something to it, though, and I would love people's opinion on this. I think generic systems like Works, Heroes, and Savage Worlds, I don't think they're stale, but there's something in them that they always do. Savage Worlds has the swingy dice mechanic. You can't get away from it unless you radically change the game. Then I would claim you're not playing Savage Worlds. You know, the acing and constant and open-ended rolls, and they happen mm-hmm. fairly frequently. And, yeah. you know, a low-level goblin can kill a legendary paladin in one shot. It is conceivable in Savage Worlds. You know.
So that's the thing about it right. that is still a good draw is that it's not a cream puff of a game.
Right. It's not. It's not for the faint of heart.
Right. So something that Shauner says that's cool is he brings up Firefly, which is always good to bring up.
Always.
Always.
And, I agree with him. Those Reavers were creepy.
Yeah. And creepy, getting creeped out is probably your best result from horror in a tabletop game. And unless you have a bunch of folks who have mental issues at your game.
Right.
And are easily frightened.
Right. So, yeah, right. Because if you really want to play D&D and you like that hit point feel where you slowly get whittled down and you're always you're great at one hit point or 100 hit points, Savage Worlds can't give you that.
Right.
Savage Worlds gives you the feeling, man, if they get, oh, man, I hope, oh, he aced. Holy crap, the GM aced. Oh, I'm dead.
Yes. There are a couple of things about that game that are iconic for it, and that's acing. One of them is acing, and the other is using the cards for initiative. Probably not unique, but it's a thing that is distinctly Savage Worlds.
So let's say this. I'll say Savage Worlds has that acing mechanic, which means the threat of death is not guaranteed. In fact, you're mostly successful, but they can get crazy sauce. You can get killed by a, mm-hmm. you know, a kid could throw a rock and, you know, he'd kill your space marine.
But it's a realistic threat at any moment during combat.
And GURPS has the drawback, if everybody, I don't know, people may disagree, and I know this much about GURPS, about half of what I can show on the screen. I think it has the complication element. GURPS has got, you know, all these super details, as Shauner said, you know, it's like playing having to know ins and outs of video game to even play it on the screen, so.
Right. I've heard people say about GURPS that the complications, you only use what you want. You don't have to use it all. So that's generally the case for RPGs anyway. Tabletop games, you use what you like and you don't use what you don't like. So Shadzar has a good point here.
Yeah.
I want Sunkist, not tonic water with some tang poured in. So he wants a system that gives him the thing. And right. it's based, so a horror, he wants a horror game that is a horror game, not some generic thing that gets souped up with horror in it.
Because and
I agree
yeah,
for the I most part.
You drink the tonic water with Tang and go, that's pretty good, but I wish I had a Sunkist.
Right.
You know, and that's the same thing. You're playing, D&D with, you know, Call of Cthulhu rules. It's kind of D&D-ish, but I wish I had, if you're playing through a third edition fan, I wish I had feats. If you're second edition, like, I wish I had a kit, or first edition, I had a kit. Well, I guess those second was kits. Yeah, I wish I had a kit. My Blade Singer.
But,
have you ever been playing a game that someone ran and thought, man, this would be a lot better with a different system? Have you ever had that thought?
Well, anytime I'm playing a fantasy game other than D&D, then that's what I think pretty much. And it's not just generic games like Savage Worlds, though it happened there.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you're, so for fantasy, and again, that's our main thing. I guess you just don't, it's hard not, yeah, I'm with you. I can't help but compare it to D&D. We played that Savage Worlds game for a while, but I liked it. It was going interesting. I thought it was going an interesting place, but I think maybe it just felt a little not D&D. And it might be unfair. It probably is. It's like, we ever tried, what's that game that Max likes from Free League? Forbidden Lands. I would probably be thinking, I wish we could do this in D&D. probably would. Have you ever played a game where a DM hacked it all to pieces, a game you already knew, and did something completely different with it, like took the D&D chassis and made it superheroes? I don't think I've ever done that.
With D&D?
Yeah, I've never played or with any game. Like, I don't think I've ever played a game that, you know, I'm gonna use the vampire rules, but we're gonna play Call of Cthulhu. I'm gonna use the vampire rules and we're gonna play Tune. I like the mechanics.
No.
I don't think I've done that.
No, but I have played D20 games.
Yeah.
That, like, I've played Mutants and Masterminds, which is D20, which is the D20 game during the third edition era that was made into superheroes, though it's not third edition D&D made into superheroes.
Right. Right. It was.
It's just a D20 chassis.
Oh, Chad's art. He's saying he would leave a game like that, even if they told you up front. CRPG DG 65-2. I don't know what that is.
Oh, RPG Digest, which is
Gotcha.
So that may be a part two where he was involved in. So I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not talking about a bait and switch. I'm not saying you show up to play D&D and they go, "Hey, we're playing Tune." I'm saying some DM says, "Look, I really, really dig the rules of Tune. I like how it works, but I want to play superheroes with it, and not stupid superheroes. I want to play. I just want to take these rules and tweak them and make it a superhero game." But I've never done that. I just wondered if anybody had, and if Shadzar's like, "Nope, I'm out. That's dumb."
No, I would leave a game like that, says Shadzar.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, we all have our opinions, and we do what we do.
Yeah, all good.
But I don't know anybody that's done that. But you hear things.
Yeah.
So you listen to enough podcasts, and then you read enough blog posts, you hear or read things that are something similar. And you know, people who homebrew, they will bring in rules from other systems that they like.
Right.
But yeah, that's a little different than...
A little different. That's a minor hack.
Right.
Oh, okay. Tune has supers. I didn't know that.
Well, a lot of the Tune characters are fairly superhero-ish anyway.
Yeah, the Roadrunner is like the Flash.
Yeah, and nothing can kill most of them. They all... They don't die. That's for sure.
Do you think physical components of games fit certain genres better? Like, I'm talking like using the D20, obviously, is a classic D&D move, but dice pools or percentile only, or using cards and chips.
It's essentially you fess up to what you're playing before you have people come over to your house.
Yeah, that's what I was
meet
saying.
Meet up online either way. You let people know what the game is. You don't trick them.
Not a bait and switch. Hey, we're playing Star Wars. Surprise, it's Dungeons & Dragons 3rd Edition.
Right.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, my point is, you think the dice mechanics... I mean, can you think of any... I'll say it this way. Could any dice mechanics or to make physical components, the actual dice, cards, chips, dice pools, the way you roll the dice, roll under, roll and keep... Are there any games where you think, man, I can't... I bet you think probably ever... I know I'm bouncing all over the place here. Are there games, like fantasy games, with all those mechanics? Probably.
I don't know about all of them, but...
There's cards in D20, and there's percentiles.
Yeah.
Right? You got...
Cards in D20?
Well, cards, Cards is a Savage World Fantasy. We use cards as part of the initiative.
No, I mean, but the D20 system
I'm just saying card system where you play cards.
Yeah.
Use cards as part of the game, a significant part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
D20, of course, D&D. Percentile, Rollmaster. What about dice pools?
Shadowrun uses dice pools.
Yeah, is that truly fantasy? Is that fantasy? I wonder if
it's fantastic. It's a fantasy sci-fi hybrid.
Earth Dawn.
Max is no longer here. Oh, so.
Max left us. How many hours have we said?
Max has left the room.
He's left the room. Probably too much ice chewing. I kept trying to mute it, but CBK has something to say. Dice only for me. Not a fan of card or chips. Joe's kind of like that, CBK, but I make him play with cards sometimes. Makes him mad, but I do.
Yeah, I don't see the point.
I do.
You just like it. There's no point except that
absolutely.
You like it.
It's a thing. It's a cool thing. I enjoy. It is not better or worse. Aha!
He is here. He is here.
Okay. Max is so here.
The ice did not drive him off.
Okay.
Way to be strong, Max.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to mute as much as I can. Does maybe Max would know? Does Earth Dawn use dice pool or is it a roll and keep system? 5d6.
It has. I don't know if it's considered a pool, but you have an escalating die type, or in multiple dice. So I don't know if it's technically a pool, but you get to roll like a D6 and D8, D20 and D4. Depends on what level right. You are. They call it circle than that. So.
Right. He's actually made me want to buy. I've almost bought Earth Dawn probably 5 times in my life.
Step system.
The exploding dice. Okay.
I love exploding dice, especially when they're under Randy's seat. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. And I know D&D doesn't use exploding dice, and it would be hard to implement that in your game without kind of having to rejigger it all.
My first experience, though, I did at Gen Con. The first time I played a game in Gen Con, there was a guy that used. I first saw someone use. If you roll a 20, you get to roll again. But he had a. He had a percentile after you rolled a 20, and if you rolled a certain number, you got to roll something else, and the damage dice kept increasing and increasing. So that was pretty cool. City of Luden, that's what it was. That was pretty cool.
Bit of a double entendre here. That seems very damaging to dice for them to explode.
Well done, Cal. Double entendre. And we love our dice. Oh, Rune and Steel. Is that a fantasy game? Sounds like it.
Probably.
Viking era.
Dice pool. Step system. Max D12.
So are there any systems you're in love with, Joe? I mean, what I mean by that is, would you like, man, I wish we used dice in Savage Worlds and didn't use card. We just roll initiative like normal and just play dice, and D20, D20, D20. Viking, he said. Yeah, CBK said Viking.
About what? What is Viking for? You just went mute.
Rune and Steel.
It's a Viking game. Gotcha.
Yes.
Makes sense.
This is kind of tough, folks. I apologize. I'm not ADD at all, but I'm feeling like I'm looking at all the comments and I want to still talk about the class. I don't know.
Yes. Doing this live is a little bit hectic.
We'll get better.
What we might do going forward, we're not going to change our podcasting format.
No, I love the podcast.
But I have assigned a moderator so that I won't get sidelined again. And thank you very much for our moderator, Jen. Be nice to the moderator. Always be nice to the moderator, or the moderator will get out the ban hammer.
So what is Jen's job as a moderator? What is she doing?
So when we had that porn bot show up in the chat,
gotcha.
She will deal with that.
Oh,
that rhymed.
Send those DVR buddies after him.
Anyway,
DVR buddies after him. Yeah, baby.
Well, they could track one of those. It's a bot. So what are they going to do? Yell at the code?
I would.
Code.
I would yell at that code. You are written so mean.
Yeah. So, salacious. It's a porn bot, not mean.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, so I'm drive-through.
I think we hit all the big ideas on this right game for the right job. What do you think?
Oh, let me finish my thought, what I was saying earlier. I had to reabsorb my thoughts because I'd lost them. Anyway, we're going to have to we were just a record on our own podcast and then released on video before here recently. Now we're doing this live, and it's a little new type of game master was born, the BSDM.
I think that's a sex thing. Cal was disappointed.
BSDM. Oh, another double entendre. Thank you, Shadow.
Man, they are on fire. Look at Cal. So I have to go somewhere else for porn? Yes, you do.
Yeah, not here. Yes, go somewhere else. We'll have to figure out how to integrate this. What we might do going forward is limit how much we interact with the chat so that we can get the main topic out. We might initially interact with chat. Then when we go to main topic, we'll just get the main topic. And then
I like the chat. It gets me thinking about stuff.
Right. And then we can, at some point, re-engage.
Okay.
And what we can also have the moderator do at some point, if we continue to have one, is highlight if that works. I don't know if they can do that. Highlight a particular
comment
that we can take a peek at. And if we get to the point where we can take donations, like a super chat, then we'll stop press and just say, holler out whatever you write.
Right.
So it'll be evolving.
Super chat. So I was always wondering when because I'm so non. Oh, Joe's frozen. Frozen Joe.
No. I hate my ISP. I need to have a banner I can throw up for drinking banner.
What's Cal saying? You have to come back to chat later, like those pro
tubers.
Oh, okay, so come back. Yeah, I hear that all the time on Eric July. Got a super chat for this and a super chat for that. And for the longest time, I'm like, what does that mean? Are they talking really loud or really strongly?
Yes. Their chatting is super. No, they pay. A super chat is someone who donates.
Okay. Yeah, because now I finally got it. It was like $5, $10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Canadian $500, which is like $10. Porn in the middle is valuable?
I don't understand. I'm old. That is my excuse.
I think Cal's too slick for us, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So
Cal needs to have his own YouTube because he's slick.
He is.
Slick. So we have touched on all of our right game for the right job. Well, let's pick some.
Okay.
Instead of just leaving it at that, let's pick some. That.
Yes. Fantasy role playing. Oh no,
if chat. Oh, you're older. I'm 50. Going to be 55. Maybe you're going to. You can easily be older than 55.
Joe is much older than me. Yeah, he'll be 55 way before I do.
A whole 2 months.
Yep.
So we'll just instead of busting out low and high fantasy individually, we'll just say fantasy.
Yes.
It's going to be a game.
So what is the right game for fantasy? It's Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, yeah. And chat, the few of you that are here, if you want to chime in. Okay. Yeah. Yes, only a couple of years. That's not much at our age to really even talk about.
That's why he's slicker than us, though. He's older.
Yeah. He knows a couple of more tricks.
Like two or three more things. He knows about 3 more years worth of stuff.
So if any of you have your favorite of these genres, let us know. For me, fantasy game, D&D.
Absolutely. what about science fiction?
Oh, I'm going in order here, dude.
Oh, I'm
bouncing.
My bad.
chaotic person.
It's all you. It's all you. My bad.
Mystery is the next one in line here.
I have no idea.
Okay. It's not an RPG, but if it's mystery, I'll play Clue.
Well, there is a game called, what is that one?
Gumshoe?
Gumshoe. I've heard of
it. Is that a system or is it a game?
It's a system, and it has some other, I think it's by, is it Ken Height? No, not Ken Height. I forget who. Anyway, but it has a cool, like a clue system that makes things, where you get clues, whether you make the right roll or not, and I think you're the type of clue that you end up with is dependent upon, I don't know if it's how you roll. I'm not sure how it works exactly. But who knows?
Okay, well, so some people have chimed in about fantasy.
1 second, bud. Do it.
Hungry Ewok says for him, fantasy is D&D and Forbidden Lands. So you didn't pick one. You're supposed to pick one.
He won't do it. I know him. I know what he's like. I've seen him enough. He's like, Joe, screw it. I'm doing both.
Yeah, I do what I want.
Yeah, I think he has that card.
Shadzar says something magnanimous here.
Oh.
The right game for ... is the system someone likes? Well, no.
No.
We will tell you what system is best, and that's what you will play.
Play D&D. Stop doing whatever you're doing.
Yeah. He said he personally likes D&D for fantasy. He put Rifts in Vampire, the Masquerade up there. We have not asked for those genres yet, so you're jumping the gun. Cal is even more altruistic. If the group has fun, it's a win.
Oh, man.
People, but what if they're slitting people's throats? Is that fun for everybody? I don't think so.
Okay, so Max split it into two. He went low and high, even though we told him not to.
People don't know how to follow directions.
They don't. I think they think we're just some two dudes that are on the YouTubes.
They don't know who we are.
I know. I don't know.
Low fantasy, Forbidden Lands, high fantasy.
Oh, he's boom, Joe again.
Okay, high fantasy Earth Dawn drink. I hate my SP drink again. Oh.
Oh, well, Palladium. Okay. Much respect. I gotta get both those games. I mean, I gotta get Forbidden Lands and Earth Dawn, and then I'll tell Joe those are my two favorites.
We have bad directions. Again, you don't.
Wow.
Yes. Let's blame my ISP. It's not my fault.
Right.
Joe, stop going robot. I might be able to hear the quest here or question.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. So before Cal loses all his coffee. So what's the next one you're going?
Horror. Horror, not whore. No porn.
Currently, for me, horror is the Alien system or the Free League system that I used for Aliens. That was the best horror game I've ever played.
Say that again.
The Alien system by Free League is the best one that I've played, even though the Panic system gets a little crazy. You can get caught into a spiral.
Everybody be screaming.
Everybody be screaming. Yeah. That was fun. Okay. What about you, Joe? You agree with Aliens?
Yes. Yes. I haven't played a whole lot of different horror games, but I wouldn't consider the one with the Jenga tower. What was that?
What's that? Dread. Yeah, Dread. That was horror.
It's not really a role-playing game. It's more of a party game.
It's a story game.
It's a story game because you don't even have a character sheet.
Just a bunch of questions you answer, right?
I mean, you just sit around the table and talk, and it's fun. You take on a role and stuff.
It was a good time, though.
Yeah.
Our buddy Josh ran that at Cabin Con 1 year. It was fun. And Joe played a girl. Did he play a girl?
Yes, at least once. I think both times, perhaps. I can't remember for sure. A
girl.
Yeah.
That was fun, though.
Okay.
COC for Cal. That's good. That's probably a really popular one. Who
Call
said
of, that's Call of Cthulhu?
Yeah.
COC?
Yeah.
For Cal. Right.
Is it? Call of Cthulhu or Call of Cthulhu?
I think it's Cthulhu. Everybody I hear say it says Cthulhu.
I've heard some guys say Cthulhu.
Well, they're wrong.
Okay, good. I like people who are wrong and we're right.
Cable topless? Okay.
Shads are. So, what's the next one? Horror roar.
After horror is, let's see. Since the next one mentioned is riffs, we'll go with sci-fi.
I'm going to say Savage Worlds, not riffs per se. We played a true sci-fi game a couple of cabin. Was it last Cabin Con or one before? That was wonderful.
Yes.
I like the Savage World mechanic for a science fiction game. I like riffs as a gonzo game. I don't know if I'd categorize riffs as science fiction. I guess it's science fiction, but it's gonzo crazy with magic and all that crap.
Right. I'm not sure if it's technically gonzo. I'm not even sure what the technical definition of gonzo is. I know that riffs has anything and everything in it that you can imagine from a role-playing game that, because of the rifts, you can have anything from their system, from their various systems, come in. So there you go. Robotech, someone says. That's Hungry Ewok. Robotech.
Yep.
And West End Star Wars, because West End Games is not the only Star Wars out there.
Correct. There's at least three more, right?
Yeah, there's a... Is the D6 West End Games or is it a different one?
That's West End Games D6. Yeah.
There's a D20 version.
Yeah, Star Wars.
At least one other one.
WotC did three D20 versions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gamma World. I haven't played Gamma World in a long time.
That's the only version of 4th edition I ever liked when I played 4E Gamma World. That was fun.
Oh, okay.
Science Fantasy. I agree with Darth Theic.
Darth Theic with riffs being science fantasy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, good call.
Magic and psionics and tech and monsters, supernatural things. Yeah, has all the stuff.
And I do prefer the Savage Worlds version. Yes. Because it's better.
Fantasy Flight? Age of the Empire, yeah.
Crazy Dice Pass. Isn't that funny? I like
Crazy Dice. They like have cards. Their own unique dice?
Yeah, I like cards, but I don't like the crazy dice.
Oh.
Ooh, Hyperborea.
I didn't know I had sci-fi elements.
I just got the new, I got the 3E PDFs. I just got them. We're going to play that game, by the way. That looks like fun.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Hyperborea does. Oh, Rah-Rah Rasputin's got one.
Dude, Mothership.
Mothership's got a little fan base rolling.
Who makes
that? Who makes that? I don't know, but they made a million plus on their Kickstarter.
That's not same folks who do Aliens, is it?
They are or were a smaller company, I believe.
Oh, okay.
It sounds one of our buddies is Kickstarted it, and he liked the way they do Panic or Fear a little better than Rasputin Bad No.
they're probably a bit woke.
They probably are, but I think the game is not necessarily woke, but I'm not sure. Oh, okay. It is. Oh,
the new Mothership is, well, supposed to be woke, but he said work, but he meant woke.
Right. Well, I'm glad I didn't kick
over the character sheet has a line for pronouns. Oh, that's awesome.
Lord have mercy. Out.
Awesome. I want all the pronouns on my character sheet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Not. All right. So
good things about it, though. I mean, I have heard the game was good. So.
Okay. We can. Okay. Superheroes.
Superheroes. Oh. That's tricky business. I'm going to say Savage Worlds again. I think they do supers the best.
Okay. I think Mutants and Masterminds is at least as good.
Joe is wrong, so we're going with Savage Worlds. Biggest Geekest official favorite superheroes game is Savage Worlds. Joe is wrong.
No. Though, I have played and enjoyed Champions. It's a fairly different rule set than we're used to.
Hey, Rasputin, is Tiny Supers a D6, like Tiny D6? He said Tiny
Supers. I've never heard of that one.
There's a Tiny D6 system. I've heard.
You went mute. You did not time your mute very well, sir.
Well, I was going to chew ice, and I know Max would destroy me in my, with his brain power.
He will reach through those internet lines and strangle you, sir. Well,
I'm trying to block it. Yeah, I was just wondering. Superheroes, Palladium, and Champions. Champions. Oh, he's okay. Yeah, thanks. Rasputin, Tiny D6. Got it.
So, yes, Tiny D6. Phase Rip. How can we forget Phase Rip?
Oh, my, yes.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I'm ashamed of myself, dude. Good call, Max. Oh, now I have to rethink my answer.
That's Marvel Superheroes from back in the day. TSR made that, right?
Do you remember when I played that at Cabin Con like 7 or 8 years ago? That I can't believe I just forgot about it. It was actually a really good experience. Phase Rip. Face Rip.
Now, is
I never played
Villains that. Villains and Vigilantes.
Never played that.
That makes me think of a different kind of game, and I don't know if it's its own genre, and that's Ninjas and Super Spies. Would that be a superhero? Would that be a sci-fi? Would that be a spy game and be its own genre?
Well, Super Spies, I mean, technically Black Widow's a super spy. So, I don't know.
Ninja. Yeah. And she's on the bottom edge of capabilities when it comes to those guys.
So are ninjas.
Yeah. Because they have to, I mean, she had to run from the Hulk. She couldn't do nothing with the Hulk.
Of course. Well, most people have to run from the Hulk.
Yeah.
To be fair. What about Ninjas and Super Spies? That's a Palladium game, right?
Yes. Right? Yes.
Okay. Never played it.
So, here. I use Ninjas in Super Spies as a supplement for Heroes Unlimited. Yeah.
Is that at least modern?
They're at least a modern game. I hate my ISP drink. I'm not sure what we're going to do about my ISP problem.
Well, I think you're going to fix it.
I'm going to have to go down to that office there and stretch some necks, I guess.
I think it's time. Call and say, look, I got a podcast that talks about gaming. And we have like 7 people that like us. So we're big time now. I need you to fix the ISP.
Yes, I mean, we have 7 people looking at us.
That's how I can't get much bigger than that. That's how I would. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you beat that. So I'm going to say just lay it down to them like that. I bet they'll give you like, what's that? Used to be a T1 cable was a big deal, but try something better. Who? What's who?
Heroes Unlimited.
Heroes Unlimited, yes. Okay.
It's compatible with that, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just like, I like my Supers games to be pretty low on the crunchy bits. I'm going to give Savage Worlds the edge. Phase Rip's a close second. Mutants and Masterminds a distant third.
Yeah. Phase Rip has fewer rules than all you have is your 2d10.
We enjoyed the crap out of that for a short while.
You look at a table, and I mean, there's hardly any mechanical things moving around in that game.
Yeah,
which is fine.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Supers need to do super stuff.
Yeah. All right. So have we? There's probably some edge cases out there like westerns and stuff like that.
Never played Boot Hill or that. What's that? I did play a half a minute of a Kinzer and Company game. What was their really cool?
Six Guns, Aces and Eights.
I played that. Was fun. I died like in 4 minutes at Gen Con. That was pretty great. And then I got a gunfight. That's stupid. And then oh, Shads, are we got a friend that I got a friend that recommended it to me, Joe, and you know him.
7 people, that's more than watched Netflix Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah. I got a friend that recommended Bebop to me.
Well, is it the one that recommends everything that ever comes out?
No, it's someone you would be slightly surprised at.
Oh.
So one of our buddies, but he recommended it, but he's never seen the anime. I wonder if that matters. Oh, Boot Hill 3E. Is that newer or older? Well, how many versions of Boot Hill came out? I don't remember.
I have no idea. I thought there was only the one.
I'm not much for a standard Western. I would probably play any game system, but I think for me, Deadlands, yes. Yes. Deadlands is...
It's not precisely West, Wild West, but it's Wild West flavored.
Yes, it is a requirement. If you've never played... If you play Savage Worlds and you've never played Deadlands, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, so the anime... Jenny Wren says Cowboy Bebop anime is awesome. The anime is the live action is panned by the anime fans and hailed as stunning and brave by its creators.
I think if that one black haired chick, whoever she played in there, if she'd have kept her pie hole shut, I think the fans would have been a little more forgiving. I think that's what Critical Drinker said. And I agree. Weird West. That's right, Rasputin. That's the way you describe Deadlands, Weird West.
Yes, Weird West.
And give me that, dude. Though I am getting the new one from, the DCC one's coming out soon. Oh, military, there you go.
That's another genre.
Military sim, ever.
Right. I played this one a long time ago when I was not long back from basic and AIT. I was in the reserves. And it was a shooter of some kind. You played a sniper, I believe. And there was you rolled and there was this graphic of a headshot, or it might have been a silhouette of some kind. And it around the silhouette were numbers that you had to hit with your die. But I can't remember what it was called. Some kind of sniper.
Yeah. Nope, I've heard that from a lot of people. Whoa. Surprise, surprise.
Yes, according to Legion of Myths Max, Heathen Dog, his partner over at Legion of Myth, liked Cowboy Bebop. And, And he's an anime fan, too. So.
Oh, well, hey.
There's just no telling.
I've heard, now that Heathen Dog said that, now I've heard two people, but I don't have a dog in this fight because I generally don't like anime. Like,
right.
99.9% of the time. Oh, look at that, dude. Yeah, okay. Three versions. I didn't know there were three editions of Boot Hill. I remember the first one.
I forgot about Warhammer.
Oh, good game. That's a gritty fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Still take D&D.
Yeah.
But Warhammer's good if you want
to. What? The old school Warhammer was very distinct.
Yes.
And that's one of the, if you have a game that carves out a distinction for itself within the genre, you've done something. I mean, it's not always a good something, but at least it's something. It's not just like, oh, that's just D&D with a haircut or whatever.
Right.
Yes, Jenny is an anime fan.
We know that. She loves her anime.
We haven't seen it because we don't even have Netflix, so I don't think it's much of a game.
Yeah.
Have it. Terminator.
Oh, that's not by... Is Terminator by the... remember when I didn't review it. I mentioned that way back when we were talking about those games coming out. Is Terminator by Free League? I don't think so.
I don't know. I remember, was it toward the end of last year?
Yeah.
Was that when it was?
Yeah.
When Terminator was coming out, and I've totally forgotten.
Oh, Nightfall Games. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, it hasn't come out yet. Yeah.
Okay. I hope it's good.
Because it got kickstarted, it takes over a year for it to come to fruition after it's done.
I hope it has like a cinematic style of play like Aliens, because that's how I'd want to play Terminator.
I think that there are two different. I think there are different modes of play, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yep.
But I'm probably not because I'm an old man. All right. So.
Shall we move on? Only got one more segment.
Yes, let's move on to gaming wishes.
Yeah, kind of
a nice end of year. Yeah. End of year thing, right before Christmas thing. So yes, there are many buying ideas that you have seen go by you in the chat, And every time we have said we don't have that game, that is a buying idea for us.
Hey, pause. Please show Cal's comment, because I agree 5,000%.
I never cared for anime.
Yes, agreed.
According to Cal. There are some that I can like, but they have to be very much not very anime-ish. Light. They animated, but their anime elements should be very light. The woke version of Terminator?
Is it? Is it, Shoner? Is the new game going to be super woke? I hope not.
Well, their language in their game book is gender neutral, is what I believe Cal is saying here. I don't think the whole... He might be meaning that the company is gender neutral.
Hmm.
Possible.
We'll see.
The art and animation style, it depends. Sometimes it's okay. A lot of times it depends on what they're doing. So what I don't like about anime is sometimes there's a very serious scene, and then someone does kind of a Jerry Lewis maneuver in a way, and does a comic relief thing right in the middle of a serious deal, and there's weird art graphic things that they do over the top of their head and stuff like that. And I know that is a distinctly anime trope. That's a big anime thing.
I think people just either like it or you don't. I used to bag on anime all the time. I just don't care for it. But I think it's because of it's a stylistic thing. I'm probably along the lines of what Sean is saying. I just can't deal with all that crazy weird expressions. I just slapped that guy.
Right. Or they run, they run forever toward each other. It takes like 10 minutes of movie time.
Yes.
Right. So Terminators are gender neutral. Correct. Actually, they're genderless. They are just robots.
Right.
Correct. Not all cartoons are equal.
That's right. I agree.
I don't think so. Rah-rah Rasputin. Need a Thundercats TTRPG.
If you're a fan, I'm not.
If you want that, that's cool.
Not my thing.
Thundercats was okay, but when that came out, we were just getting out of high school, so that was not our speed.
Yeah, we missed the boat on that.
Cal Arts. Anime is better than Cal Arts. Is that what you're trying to say there? Right, Max. I don't like squeaky voiced underage. I don't like squeaky voiced underage. I mean, 4,000-year-old naked girls. Yeah. Sean, their whole face turns into an open mouth. Yes, there's all kinds of the complaints. Here, it would take the rest of the night to go through them. Tobacco Thundercats. Yes, you can do that. And the drinks are there. All right, so our gaming wishes. If you could, what non-RPG RPG game would you like to play that you don't seem to ever get to, and why? So that means what game would you like to play that you don't get to play that it's also not an RPG.
Mine is Defenders of the Realm. It's a pandemic-style cooperative game that's Larry Elmore art, and basically you're trying to defend this kingdom. I played it once in my life, and I have it, and I found a used copy for cheap, and it was on the price level of Descent back in mid 2000s or something, and maybe 2012, 10, and I was like, I really thought it was cool, but I've never got around to playing it. What about you?
I would like to play more Munchkin, but that's kind of like D&D, but it's still, I love Munchkin. It's kind of a dumb game, but...
Is that Munchkin like over your right shoulder? Is that your piles of Munchkin stuff?
Right
shoulder. There. Yep.
That's all Munchkin right there.
Yeah, Joe is a Munchkin fan. He just can't get people to sit down.
No, because, you know, with our crew, it's not very popular.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
What RPG would you like to GM, though you never seem to get to, and why?
I'll let you go first.
Coward.
Joe. Oh, man.
For me, I don't DM very much.
Huh? Sorry, go ahead. Go. I'm thinking.
I don't DM a lot.
Right.
Though I would like to run a game at my house. It just hasn't worked out very well. I would like to run Hackmaster.
There you go.
It's very quirky.
Yeah. Mine's between one of two. I would like to run Tolus as a fantasy game of some sort, City by the Spire. I would like to use that setting. That's really not the same thing. But give me a second. Let's see what everybody else is saying. I'm going to check my
book. Okay. Legion of Myth says use After the Bomb for Thundercats. Let's see. Twilight Imperium, third edition. That rings a bell, but I can't remember what it's all about. Blood Bowl, I've played Blood Bowl a lot back in the day when I was a young man and had actual dark hair. Jenny says Bunnies and Burrows, because that's what she would say. CBK Ply. Not sure what all that means, but
Cal is not qualified.
Huh?
Cal doesn't think you're qualified, and he's right.
Qualified for what?
To run a game.
I don't know what that means.
You're Cal, he's right. He doesn't have
that. All I have to have are the books. Isn't that correct?
No, you must have the prerequisite experience, age, and beautiful game master looks. So,
well, I beat you on all that.
What? You are older. That's true.
I'm older and purdier.
Hold on, I'm going to cry again. Okay. So, Accursed. That's the other one. Accursed, the Savage World setting where you get to play. It's a fantasy game, but you play like
the monsters.
And monsters, yeah. And
yeah. I remember that. Vaguely. That was
like fun. Yeah. I was like, oh, Shadzar hit one. Hero Quest. Okay, I'm going to tell everybody this. So Randy bought the Super Deluxe Special new version of Hero Quest, and I haven't opened it yet. And I'm not sure if I'm going to. I may sell it.
Hero Quest?
Yeah, that one I bought for $200 from Hasbro.
I wouldn't mind buying it for you, but I'm not going to give you $200 for it.
Oh, I'd want more than that.
Drink. Cal says, Cal, you know, had to back down a little bit. I probably intimidated him a little bit with
back down, Cal. You're right. Voice. You are right. Joe's wrong.
He says he was joking.
He's not. He's serious. I'm backing him up.
Hero Quest, best board game ever made. I believe Shadzar is talking about Hero Quest.
Yeah.
Fireball Island? Huh. Never heard of that one.
No. Oh. Hmm.
Dungeon. I know that there's a. Is there a tabletop game called Dungeon?
There's a board game. I think CDK is talking about the old one that's been revamped.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Cal just poked me.
Yeah.
Through your camera. I'm sad.
You have to what?
Cal said I had an inferior camera.
Yes, you do.
He's probably right.
He is. Well, it's more your lighting there, dude. You don't like to have a light on in there for some reason.
F.I.?
I'm not sure. Fireball Island is an old classic. And someone else says legendary. So, something to look up, I guess. Yeah. I've never heard of it. All right.
You don't worry, Shadzar. I'll not be selling that for $200 to Joe. I saw how much it's going on eBay.
Oh, you'll just give it to me is what will happen.
Because like Cal, I'm scared of Joe.
Yes. As well you should be. What RPG would you like to play in as a player, but never seem to get to, and why?
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 Because that's the proper pronunciation of that word. Why? You're waiting for me to go?
Oh, no. I got mine. Mine's Deadlands.
Oh, okay.
I'm a player in Deadlands, and I'm not sure I've ever done it.
Played?
Never played.
Because you're always running.
Yeah. I could say, actually, my answer could be any game where somebody will run one.
Yeah.
But I'm a slave to my friends. I always run the games for them. We got several DMs.
We cracked a whip. Get in there and make that dungeon.
Your sweet wife will run games too. So she will.
I even talked her into letting me. We played a third edition game, and I talked her into letting me play a mythic third edition character because she loved me.
Yeah, that was weak. You were so broken.
I was. And then at my birthday, we had the big D&D game, and you guys piled a bunch of magic items on top of.
I did. Characters. I gave you 13th Age of Awesomeness. No, Jenny wants to play Bunnies and Burrows.
Yeah, she has repeated Bunnies and Burrows.
Oh, wow. Cal has the original? I bet that's worth some money.
Yeah, someone needs to go over to his house and pay him a visit. Convince him to sell it to them.
Borrow.
You give it right back.
Yeah, as soon as I sell it.
Let's see. I guess answer to three is probably the answer to one. It's an RPG. It's an RPG. Okay.
Okay. What is?
So Munchkin doesn't count.
Right.
I'm not sure. I don't really have a particular draw. I mean, every once in a while I'll see a game that seems cool and I like to play in it, but it always sits on someone else's shelf for too long and I forget about it. So
I thought you would probably say, Arcana Unearthed or Evolved by Monty Cook.
See, that's the thing. I got that brain. So, yes, that would be cool. And I guess Ars Magica. But I would want someone to run it in a non-troop style. Because the troop style is stupid.
I agree with Max. He's got Stars Without Numbers. I'm kind of that coming. And I've got World Without Numbers by Kevin Crawford. I want to give those a shot. I wouldn't mind playing Star Wars West End games. I've never played it.
Oh, there's a bunch. I would play just about any game someone put down. No. I don't have a particular
hankering.
I don't have a particular hankering. Nah, not really.
Yeah.
Just to play. I don't really.
Deadlands. I'd want a Deadlands game. That is definitely the game I'd really like to play.
Oh, I didn't know there was a Fallout TTRPG.
Fallout's
a video game.
Okay. But it's like a. It's post-apocalyptic, right?
Yes, post-holocaust. Ah, drink. just not time to make a video on this new erratic crap. Huh. Did that come from some... Was that a continuation of something? You are muted.
Probably I missed it.
The new errata from WotC. He's talking.
Oh, about. He said they just released a new quest. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Special dice. Anything, but I prefer D&D. But I will just run the game. He started a new game.
Cal's our boy. I knew he was. He's a D&D guy like us.
New quest? What are you talking about?
Shadzar was saying there's a new quest for, there's apparently more hero quest stuff. I don't have everything anymore. I have a tier and they've released a new quest. So, wow. You see that, Joe? Yes,
that's a video.
And it's unboxed. I mean, mine is completely in the original packaging shipped to me. I've not even cracked the tape open yet.
You don't even have to fake it.
Nope. I wouldn't cheat anybody.
I was going to just pull stuff off the shelf, and instead of call it an unboxing, I'll call it an unshelfing.
I think we should do that. I think we're supposed to do that. Didn't Bruce or OG suggested we do an unboxing?
Probably.
I think we
Chancellor should. Did.
Yeah, Oshantar, I think that we should. I agree. I've got a bunch of crap. And I think he mentioned in the when I missed last week that I should pull stuff off my shelf even. Because I have crap we should probably, that would actually, the books would crack open and be fresh. You could almost smell the new book smell through the YouTubes.
Well, then we must.
Yep.
All right.
Don't play enough. Cool.
So are we good?
I think so.
You got anything else we want to say? Maybe we can just look at some more of the, we just looked at the last one here.
Yeah, I think we're probably pretty close to wrap this puppy up, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for everybody coming out and chatting with us. That was cool.
Yes. Thank you for everyone here. We are sorry we do not have super chats available for you to funnel your money to us because we both know that you want to do that.
Well, I mean, they see the skills and they realize all seven people already like us. So they want to get on board, dude. Yeah. Truth.
I don't know why I did that because I think everybody here already is. Here's a bunch of our links.
Yep.
So much. Our website link. We'll have all of these in the show notes for the podcast listeners afterwards. Hopefully, bantering with the chatters isn't too terrible on you to listen to.
I don't know if you're podcasting.
Yeah. So our website, our PayPal, our email. We're on MeWe, Odyssey, Twitter, YouTube.
We still don't have Discord, do you?
I don't have Discord on there. Need to add that. Need to add Facebook. But you can find us anywhere by just Googling.
Yeah.
Or just searching in that place for us.
Yeah, Jen, thanks. Yeah, everybody, thanks for joining us. It was fun. This is a different experience, Joe.
It is.
I don't know. We'll see how this pans out in the future. Yeah. All right, Cal, everybody.
Tell your friends.
Yeah.
And put them in an arm bar until they subscribe.
Right. Thanks again to Max at Legion of Myth. Turned us on to this. Well, he was the one that said, who suggested this to you? Was it him? Who gave you the first streaming idea? Was that you?
I don't know.
Did you think of it all?
It is hard to say.
Yes.
It's all kind of globbed into one indistinct individual that is genderless.
Right, because we don't like gender at all.
Right.
All right, well, this is Randy.
And this is Joe.
Remember, can't be big like us and be geeks like us.